Afghanistan's top two presidential candidates were sworn in as president at competing ceremonies Monday. Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah each claim to have won the September 2019 elections. Last month, government officials declared Ghani, the incumbent president, the winner. But Abdullah, the incumbent chief executive, dismissed the results and promised to set up his own government. Many foreign diplomats attended Ghani's swearing-in ceremony in central Kabul. Among them was the United States envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad. Also present was General Scott Miller, the commander of the U.S.-led international force in Afghanistan. A short distance away, however, Abdullah was being inaugurated as president. Both inaugurations started late because U.S. officials were trying to settle the dispute between Ghani and Abdullah. However, after several hours, the ceremonies began. On February 19th, Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission announced that Ghani had won just over 50% of the vote, compared with just around 40% for Abdullah. But Abdullah claimed that he had won the election. He claimed that vote rigging helped Ghani's vote totals. This is the second time the election for president of Afghanistan has resulted in disagreement. Both Ghani and Abdullah claimed victory in the 2014 presidential election. The United States helped negotiate a power-sharing agreement with Ghani as the president and Abdullah as the chief executive, a newly formed office. The latest disagreement has led to a political crisis that may threaten a peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. The agreement was signed February 29th in Qatar. It requires the Taliban to open talks with an Afghan delegation that includes political forces and civil society. The aim of the talks is to negotiate a permanent ceasefire. The Taliban planned talks this week with Afghanistan's government. Those discussions will probably not take place on time because of the inauguration crisis, political observers said. One observer, Atta Nouri, told the French news agency AFP that unity is the only way forward if they want to win on the negotiating table. Afghan politicians and the public have taken to social media to express their anger at Ghani and Abdullah. Their actions are an insult to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice defending our nation, wrote Hekmet Khalil Karzai, a former deputy foreign minister. Afghanistan needs to be shielded from those responsible for this tragic comedy. Karzai is now chairman of the Center for Conflict and Peace Studies, or CAPS, in Kabul. I'm Jill Robbins.